Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports Israel says a Hamas militant featured in an October 7th video has been killed.
The Israeli military says it's killed a Hamas militant who appeared in a widely viewed video from October 7th, where he was seen drinking from a bottle of cola in front of two children wounded in a grenade attack that had just killed their father. The military on Tuesday identified the militant as Ahmed Fuzi Wadia, a commander in a Hamas commando battalion and a member of a paragliding unit. It said Wadia flew into the community of Netiv Ha'Asara on a paraglider before launching the attack on civilians there. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not doing enough to get a deal for the release of hostages held in Gaza by Hamas. Reuters' Angela Johnston.
Over the weekend, Israeli forces recovered the bodies of six hostages from a tunnel in Gaza. Among them, 23-year-old American-Israeli Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Israel's military said they had been killed recently by Palestinian Hamas militants. The developments have sparked criticism of the Biden administration's Gaza ceasefire strategy. Meanwhile, Israelis are also ramping up pressure on Netanyahu. Protesters took to the streets again on Monday, staying out late into the night in Tel Aviv.
Britain's Foreign Minister David Lammy said Monday Britain will immediately suspend 30 of its 350 arms export licenses with Israel.
There does exist a clear risk that they might be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international humanitarian law.
Lammy said that a decision to suspend the licenses did not amount to a blanket ban on arms embargo, but only involved those that could be used in the conflict between Israel and Hamas and the Palestinian enclave of Gaza. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Congolese authorities say that at least 129 people died during an attempted jailbreak in the country's main prison in the capital early Monday. Most were killed in a stampede, according to the Interior Minister on the social platform X, also saying women were raped, some of them were raped, and 59 other people were injured in the attack. A gunfire inside the overcrowded Makala Central Prison started around midnight Sunday into Monday morning. There are videos that appear to be from the prison showing bodies lying on the ground and being carried into a vehicle. Makala, Congo's largest penitentiary with a capacity for 1,500 people, holds over 12,000 inmates, most of whom are awaiting trial, according to Amnesty International. An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has targeted a Panama-flagged oil tanker in the Red Sea, and a nearby Saudi-flagged tanker also came under fire, allegedly by the group. In Monday's first assault, two ballistic missiles hit a vessel, and a third blew up near the ship. That's according to the Multinational Joint Maritime Information Center, overseen by the U.S. Navy. The private security firm Ambry said that the second assault saw an aerial drone smash into a vessel, though there were no reported injuries or damage from the attack. As children across Ukraine return for the start of the academic year in the country's second-largest city of Kharkiv, they can only do so at an underground school amid Russian bombardment. And in Kyiv, nervous parents accompanied their children to school after loud explosions rocked the capital. Reuters correspondent Rachel Zuda.
The first day of school is celebrated in Ukraine with parents buying bouquets of flowers for their children. It's an important occasion that, despite the war, parents continue to mark. Among the buildings damaged early on Monday, part of the university complex in Kyiv. 18-year-old student Yulia says she believes Monday's attack was targeted and timed to coincide with the start of the academic year.
Reuters' Rachel Judah. The head of Congo's Mpox response team acknowledges parts of the vast country lack medicine. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan.
Mpox causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions, and while usually mild, it can kill. Children, pregnant women, and people with weakened immune systems are at a higher risk of complications. Vaccines are set to arrive within days to fight the new strain of the virus, while Congo's president has allowed a first $10 million disbursement to fight the outbreak.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is visiting Mongolia with no sign that the host country will bow to calls to arrest him on an international warrant for alleged war crimes stemming from the invasion of Ukraine. The trip is Putin's first to a member country of International Criminal Court since it issued the warrant about 18 months ago. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.